Now today's newscast, I'm Terry Wing. A retired Navy captain is going to jail for his part in the Fat Leonard scandal. Michael Brooks got a sentence of 41 months in prison for what the Washington Post has called the Navy's worst security scandal since the end of the Cold War. Brooks, the former U.S. naval attaché at the U.S. Embassy in the Philippines, admitted to accepting thousands of dollars in cash, travel expenses, luxury items, and prostitutes from foreign defense contractor Leonard Glenn Francis. In exchange, he admitted to providing classified material about the movements of ships and submarines and confidential contracting information. The nominee to be the next Deputy Secretary of Defense had a tough start on his confirmation hearing yesterday. The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee admonished him for dodging questions and said he might block his nomination. Senator John McCain was especially perturbed by one answer Patrick Shanahan gave. In written comments, Shanahan said he wasn't informed enough to say whether the United States should provide lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine, even though the matter has been the subject of controversy for years.
Do not do that again, Mr. Shanahan, or I will not take your name up for a vote before this committee. I'm perfectly clear.
Very clear.
Shanahan amended his answer later to say that he would support arms to Ukraine, but McCain took the unusual step of telling him he should revise the 46 pages of written answers he gave to the committee before it makes a decision on whether to confirm him. Congressman Rob Whitman and Jerry Connolly say the bill would achieve parity between military and civilian employees who put their lives at risk. Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin says he's taking a different leadership approach than his predecessor. He says VA can't improve with slow, incremental changes. Instead, he wants his employees to give him ideas to make bold, fundamental changes at VA. He says the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act isn't perfect, but it's a step in the right direction. He says the law will help improve VA morale and recruitment efforts, not hinder them. The Environmental Protection Agency proposes to cut 8% of its workforce through early retirement and buyouts. Information obtained by Federal News Radio shows the EPA is looking to offer the program to more than 1,200 employees. Employees who take the early buyout would need to leave the agency by early September. The EPA plans to submit its proposal to the Office of Personnel Management later this month. A federal contractor has some explaining to do after a third breach of sensitive agency data.
A senior senator is pressing Booz Allen Hamilton on its latest data breach. Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill writes to Booz Allen CEO Horatio Rozanski asking how the federal contractor is protecting federal data after a third breach since 2013. The letter comes after Booz Allen Hamilton reportedly inadvertently let sensitive government data be stored on a public server, including a senior engineer's passwords and security credentials. McCaskill wants answers to three questions from Booz Allen by July 26. I'm Jason Miller.
The House has passed a bill to improve employee morale at the Homeland Security Department. Sponsored by Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, the bill would authorize an employee engagement steering committee and career rotational opportunities. It would also establish an annual awards program for top performers while ordering a department-wide independent review of discipline for the not-so-good. The Treasury Department is proposing several reforms for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. More now from Tom Temin in today's management report.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin calls the CFPB unaccountable, with unduly broad powers that have led to regulatory abuse and excess, and that it's hindered consumer choice and access to credit. In a report on bank and credit union reform, Mnuchin recommends Congress overhaul and limit the Bureau's rulemaking power, repeal its supervisory authority, and make it easier for the president to fire the director. I'm Tom Temin.
Find these stories on federalnewsradio.com. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or iTunes, and follow us at Federal Newscast on Twitter.